This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Britain's envoy said on Monday it had submitted a request for a special session of the UN Human Rights Council to address the crisis in Myanmar. The military seized power in the Southeast Asian nation a week ago. The junta also detained Aung San Suu Kyi and the other leaders of the elected civilian government. Ambassador Julian Braithwaite told an organizational meeting of the Geneva Forum that it was making the request together with the European Union. The ambassador saying in a statement, "This has grave implications for human rights in the country." Monday was the third consecutive day of protests in Myanmar. Tens of thousands of people jammed the major city streets, such as Naypyidaw, the city of Yangon, holding signs saying, "Save Myanmar, we want democracy," as well as photos of Suu Kyi. Police used water cannons to disperse protesters in Naypyidaw. The United States will participate as an observer in the UN Human Rights Council. This comes after it quit the council in June 2018 under the Trump administration. Mark Kassire, an envoy at the U.S. mission to the UN in Geneva, told a council organizational meeting, quote, "We do so knowing that the most effective way to reform and improve the council is to engage with it in a principled fashion." The Trump administration withdrew as a member of the 47-member state council in June 2018, accusing the forum of having a chronic anti-Israel bias. You can find more international headlines on voanews.com. Don't forget, you can always download the app. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pleaded not guilty as his trial on corruption charges resumes in a Jerusalem courtroom just weeks before national elections in which he hopes to extend his 12-year rule. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Outside the courthouse, around 150 protesters chant against Netanyahu, many carrying banners reading "Prime Minister." Whilst inside, Israel's longest-serving leader denied any wrongdoing, his lawyers submitting a written response pleading not guilty. They then argued against the cases on procedural grounds, saying the Attorney General had not properly approved the investigations. Netanyahu has been indicted for fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three separate cases. Israelis have held weekly protests calling on him to resign over the charges and criticizing his response to the coronavirus crisis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rescuers in northern India continue trying to rescue more than three dozen power plant workers trapped in a tunnel after part of a Himalayan glacier broke off and sent a wall of water and debris rushing down the mountain. More than 2,000 members of the military, paramilitary groups, and police have been taking part in search and rescue operations in the northern state of Uttarakhand after Sunday's disaster, which has killed at least 11 people, left some 150 others missing, and damaged dams and homes downstream. Officials said the focus Monday was on saving 37 workers who are stuck inside a tunnel at one of the affected hydropower plants. Excavators had been brought in to help with the efforts. Former President Donald Trump's historic second impeachment trial is opening this week with a sense of urgency. Democrats want to hold the former president accountable for the violent U.S. Capitol siege that happened on January 6th, and Republicans want it over as fast as possible. It's scheduled to begin Tuesday, over a month since the deadly riot. Senate leaders are still working out the details, but it appears there will be a few witnesses, and Trump has declined a request to testify. The House impeached him on January 13th on the charge of inciting insurrection. Pope Francis is urging governments to use the coronavirus crisis as a revolutionary opportunity to create a world that is more economically and environmentally just and where basic health care is guaranteed for all. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.